WSHU, the station you know, trust, and count on, is more relevant than ever. I'm Randy Kay, All Things Considered host. Your support makes it possible for us to deliver what you need, exactly when you need it, wherever you are. With your help, we tell the stories that matter, connecting the facts and uncovering the truths that keep you informed. Thank you for listening and supporting WSHU Public Radio. We're expanding our world together.
You're listening to WSHU's After All Things with daily news and culture from around Long Island Sound. Health equity advocates push Connecticut lawmakers to pass a bill on hospital debt. Long Island schools see a surge in cybersecurity attacks. Plus, the bird starring in many a meme calls our region home for the spring. Those stories and more are coming up. I'm Sabrina Garon. With 4 weeks left in Connecticut's legislative session, health equity advocates are pushing state lawmakers to pass a bill to protect low-income residents from hospital debt. WSHU's Epong Utama has more.
Aisha Clark is with the advocacy group Health Equity Solutions. She says Connecticut is wealthy enough to afford to increase hospital reimbursements for uncompensated care in the wake of anticipated cutbacks in federal funding, particularly for undocumented residents.
This year, we're looking at legislation to address some of those changes in order to ensure that everyone has their opportunity to be as healthy as they possibly can.
Matt Lesser is the state Senate chair of the Human Services Committee. He's leading the push to pass the bill, which is a priority bill for Senate Democrats.
We're looking to create a basic health plan to ensure that low-income residents can get the care that they need. And we're making sure that medical debt isn't a barrier for folks accessing the care that they need.
Connecticut's legislative session ends on May 6th. Ebong Udama, WSHU News.
Cybersecurity incidents in New York schools surged in 2025. That's according to data from the State Education Department. WSHU's Desiree DiOrio has more.
K through 12 schools reported 384 data breaches statewide in 2024. That number jumped to 662 in 2025. On Long Island, breaches rose from 35 to 44 in the same period. The data show some of that is human error, where sensitive student data was shared accidentally by a staffer, for example. But it also includes sophisticated ransomware and phishing attacks. Security professionals say schools face several hurdles when it comes to cybersecurity. There's budget constraints, outdated technology, and reliance on third-party vendors outside schools' direct control. Desiree DiOrio, WSHU News.
The U.S. Navy is putting more money into a contract with Connecticut-based Electric Boat. WSHU's Shelley Hessman-Kadish reports the money is related to work on the Virginia-class submarine.
The Department of Defense says the $1.3 billion contract modification will support lead yard support, development, and design. This latest investment into the program gives Electric Boat long-term engineering, design, and technical support for its Virginia class of fast attack subs. Most of the work will be done at Electric Boat's shipyard in Groton. Delivery is expected by April of next year. The company is planning to hire 8,000 people this year in Connecticut and Rhode Island to meet its production targets. Shelley Hassman-Kadish, WSHU News.
Arguably the most viral bird on the internet calls our region home for the spring. That story is coming up.
WSHU will celebrate America 250 with a weekly series focusing on the American experience in music. You'll hear music, musicians, and musical institutions that have contributed to the rich, vibrant musical life in the U.S. throughout its history. Listen for The American Experience every Tuesday at 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. on WSHU.
The alleged Long Island serial killer is expected to change his plea to guilty tomorrow, according to Newsday. Rex Huerman is charged with killing seven women whose remains were found near Gilgo Beach. One victim's son filed a civil lawsuit against Huerman this week, seeking money from any future earnings Huerman's family makes from selling their story. A 23-year-old man died at Sleeping Giant State Park in Connecticut yesterday after falling from an unmarked trail. The Department of Energy and Environmental Protection says the fatality appears accidental. He has not publicly been identified. The Long Beach City Council is considering lifting an alcohol ban on their boardwalk. They're also considering removing a limit on the number of bars in the city. Supporters say it'll be good for local business. Opponents worry about destructive behavior and crowds. U.S. Senator Richard Blumenthal is calling for a federal antitrust investigation into the sale of the Connecticut Sun women's basketball team. The Sun, who have played in Connecticut for more than 20 years, are being sold to the owner of the Houston Rockets and moving to Texas. Other teams in the region had offered more than the $300 million that buyer paid. Blumenthal says the sale was rigged by the league. Arguably, the most viral bird on the internet calls our region home for the spring. I tagged along with a group of bird enthusiasts to try to catch a glimpse of it in action. A round body with a long beak, dance-like movements when they walk, and of course, that unmistakable peat sound.
Okay, go ahead. All right, so I'm only going to play it once, and we'll talk about playback later. So that is the sound that we're listening for today.
The American woodcock was always destined for stardom. If wildlife content comes your way on social media, you know what I'm talking about. And that's because spring is when the majority of these ground-dwelling birds are back up north for breeding season.
You might notice that this bird has a weird rhythmic dance. Has anyone ever seen the videos of these birds doing the dance? All right, I was going to do it for you, but now I'm embarrassed.
Oh, now you have to do it now.
That's Ava Michelangelo with the Connecticut Audubon Society. She's leading a group of bird nerds like myself at Milford, Connecticut's Eisenhower Park.
So they keep their heads still kind of like how chickens do, and they do a little dance where it's like looking for their worms. But the thing is, there's two theories as to why they do this, but none of them are proven true, so they really are just weird birds.
We're here at dusk. That's when the birds come out for a unique mating ritual. The males will fly up about 200 to 300 feet in the air in a spiral motion. On their way back down, the feathers on their wings will make a kind of whistling sound. That's how they attract the ladies.
So what we'll do is once they take off into the sky, once they start their circles, we're all going to take a couple of steps closer. When they land, we'll freeze, we'll all huddle together, try not to look like a predator. When they take off again, we'll all come a little bit closer to them.
But for now, we have to be patient for when the lighting is just right. Maggie Watson is another one of our guides.
Birds are kind of a sign of how the rest of our ecosystem is doing. If the birds are doing really well, usually the things that they're eating is doing really well, and the things that are eating them is doing really well.
The American woodcock likes moist soil areas, so the Long Island Sound region provides plenty of great habitat for them. In fact, all the access to water here makes this a favorite stop for many migratory birds. The light is finally right. We hear that little peat, so we head further into the woods. We wait. And wait. But no show for us tonight. The joys of birdwatching. As Maggie pointed out to us earlier in the evening, these aren't paid actors, but her advice, if you want to get into birding, this is the time to do it.
Spring and fall is when animals are migrating, and so for the birds especially, that this time of year you're going to see a huge variety compared to the summer residents or the winter residents. So right now we're seeing the birds that are going to stop here in Connecticut. They're going to nest here and spend the rest of the year here until their fall migration. But we're also getting a lot of the animals that are passing through and continuing going north. Now until May is a really good time to see all kinds of wildlife.
At least you can always find them on TikTok. Sabrina Garone, WSHU News. For the news you trust and music you love, listen on the radio, online at WSHU.org, or download the free WSHU app. Your old car can do a lot more than just sit in your driveway. It can help bring trusted news to your community. Donate it to WSHU. The towing is free and the impact lasts. Start at WSHU.org. And thank you. I'm Sabrina Garone. Have a great rest of your day, and I'll speak to you tomorrow.